Yo, what up? This is Generic from Animal Farm. Whenever I'm cruising online, I check out my peoples over at nappyafro.com. Make sure you do the same.
Nappyafro.com.
Oh shit. Okay, I think I got it.
Alright, what's up?
Any boxes
for stuff you
want to do? Shoot a nigga in his face, take a nigga energy. Boom, 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 boom. Go there.
I'll do it in the morning.
What? Cornell's out like he's like underwater.
Going on?
Yo, this gonna be the worst episode ever.
Man, we about to go robot on this bitch.
Matter of fact, we gonna nah. I hope we record everything we did.
It's gonna be the outtakes. This is all day. It's gonna be the outtakes because you niggas.
Yeah.
Cornell.
Yeah.
Nigga, what are you doing? Where's your mic? What's going on over there?
That's what I just got. Y'all gave me the time, and I got a mic.
Found. Okay, just tell him to turn
it off. Is it plugged in and close to your face?
He's good now, man. He said he had to plug it in. Y'all, my God. Boy, y'all some eggs, man. Y'all need to smoke a cigarette, a blunt, or something. What's going on?
Like, you wasn't just saying something, too.
All right, what about now? How about now?
You good, man. Yeah, you good, man.
Damn.
I don't know what the old ass coons was talking about, man. Old ass nigga need to fix their hair, man. But GQ, what's up, man?
Bro, what's good with you?
Good, man. Be easy, just loud as hell, man, for some reason, man. I don't know.
Hey, man. Hey, I listen to the Lil Mouse mixtape, man.
Who?
Lil Mouse.
Do the money dance?
Yeah. The mouse trap is out. I'm not gonna post this shit on the site though. I'm sorry.
I think you should.
I'm gonna have to, right?
Yep.
Hey, what y'all gonna tell y'all sons when he say he wanna rap and you said no, that's not a good investment? And he tell you that Trinidad James got $2 million from Def Jam and he dropped out of high school and he'll be rapping for 10 months. Y'all gonna be able to tell y'all son shit?
I still ain't.
I'm telling my son you're not dropping out of school, nigga, for no rapping.
Trinidad Jamie rapping for 10 months, nigga. He got $2 million. He own, nigga. He, you know what I'm saying? He on Instagram straight flexing, nigga.
Okay, that works for him.
You know what I'm saying? He popping Molly's. He sweating, nigga. $2 million, nigga.
I'm sweating.
Nope. That shit funny. No, but for real, he just got $2 million. They just signed $2 million. That's crazy.
Off of
anybody can get signed to Def Jam.
Huh?
I can get signed to Def Jam if I wanted to.
Yeah, but I bet you what them niggas, Lil Reese, and I bet them niggas didn't get $2 million. I don't know. I think that the record company need to understand just because you got a hit, don't get a nigga money. Just wait for a second. He may not be here next year. Good chance he won't. Exactly.
Krayshawn got that money, and damn, that shit. It was like a record, wasn't it? Like, he only sold like 400 albums, something like that.
Yeah, if that. Yeah, it was.
It was like the lowest album sales for like a major label, something like that.
And they even cut a deal and said that shit in Hot Topic.
Man, hold on, man, hold on. Cornell, how long do you think it would take for you to get signed by Def Jam? Got no response?
Hold on, what? I missed it. My fault. My shit.
How long do you think it would take for you to get signed by Def Jam?
3 months, maybe a good semester. Like,
do it.
Like over the Christmas break, I can get
do it. That's the challenge. Do it.
Yo, yeah. I got a track for you as soon as you get signed. All right,
what you got? What you got? What you got?
Called Flex That Super Saiyan.
That that Super Saiyan? No, man.
Niggas gonna kill it, dog. Gonna kill it.
I'm not even a Dragon Ball Z fan. And then that video budget is gonna be crazy.
Get some high ass niggas see that lightning and shit going on, nigga.
I think we just gonna do the show old school like we used to do it. Fuck it out loud. We just gonna talk.
What?
You know, be easy going to self destruct. That's not gonna be able to happen.
What you mean? What you mean?
So we're not gonna have any topics.
I mean, we got any topics. I ain't got to MC that joint like before. It's 99 people on here. We just go.
Who do y'all think the rookie of the year is this year?
I don't know if you can go past Kendrick Lamar.
I know, but think about it, though. Okay,
not a rookie. His album was out last year.
Yeah.
You're a fucking
rookie. Okay, so Chief Keef, who said Chief Keef?
You said.
I said Chief Keef. Yeah. I think Chief Keef made. I know the source gave it 2 Chainz, and that's bullshit. But
What's a rookie anymore? I mean, like, all these dudes and have mixtapes out for a while. They're just getting mainstream buzz now. So, like, what's a rookie? A
rookie got to be.
Yeah.
Rookie got to be a debut album, at least.
So,
Kendrick, my official album would be this year, right?
Who?
No.
His debut official, Kendrick Lamar's debut official album.
Section 180 or whatever that bullshit was called that we reviewed on our website.
He sold
the album. That was the album.
I know he sold that shit.
Yeah, because he sold 5,000 by himself, and it was like everybody. That's when people started trying to holler at him. But he, I don't know, man. Yeah. So this was his major label debut. I know that the Grammys changed their shit up to if it's your major label debut, you're a new artist. That's how the Grammys look at it now.
Fuck the Grammys, man. I don't fuck with the Grammys, man. Fuck the.
What was the nominees for Album of the Year?
For the Grammys.
Yeah,
I know one of them was Rick Ross.
Right. We already know they're lying now. Next,
Lupe was up there.
Nice.
Nas is the first one that really matters.
I think Lupe may get it. Or I think who else on who? Hold on. So it was 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, Lupe, Nas, and Drake. I think Drake's gonna get it.
Wouldn't it be awesome for 2 Chainz to win it though? let's be real. I mean, that would be the best, like, forever, ever, ever to see 2 Chainz win a Grammy for best rap album. Like,
you know what that would mean for anybody else that won a Grammy? That Grammy don't mean shit.
But that's our people already. When Will Smith was winning Album of the Year, like, parents just don't understand. But that was the first rap Grammy, right? Or that whatever that album was, right? I mean, you know, historians. I wasn't born then, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
And the Roots on
it. Oh, look at that.
Who got
somebody
put some hair on there?
It's a nigga right now. My shit keep going in and out. It's like a
that's a brand new mic. That motherfucker sound terrible, nigga.
It was kind of good for a second.
It ain't brand new. I just, you know, rolled it up.
So real talk though, I feel sorry for Crit, man.
For who?
Crit. Shit is so bad.
Hold on. What happened?
This shit is terrible.
Hey Cornell, man, I feel you. I've had my technical difficulties on the show. I feel you.
Nah, Cornell was just like, "Oh, it ain't brand new." I mean, I just rolled
up. He never seems to give a shit about nothing that's said, and no matter what's said, his response is always the same tone. Don't matter what the fuck you say. Hey Cornell, fuck you. I mean, that's cool. Like, damn. I mean,
that's how you feel,
right? You know? Necessarily like that, but I mean, if that's how you want to feel about it, this nigga, man. Oh shit, nigga, I'm in tears. Heck, don't worry about me and Jern. We be off on some shit sometimes.
Idiots. No. He was saying he feels sorry for Big Crit. That what you saying?
No, I felt bad because I mean that was my dude, and I thought, you know, that I was gonna do something, and that nigga just fell off.
You know why?
Why that?
He's boring.
Damn.
Damn.
Yes. And I like Big Crit. He's boring.
I think he was just born at the wrong time, because if he came out the same time when 8-Ball came out and Outkast out,
what that had to do with him being
he just came out at the wrong time.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He came out at the right time. He, like I said, Big Crit is a great artist, but it's just like he talks about the same subject for 3 albums now. Like
this guy named 2 Chainz does the same thing.
2 Chainz is not an artist like Big Crit is an artist. 2 Chainz is a rapper. Big Crit is an artist. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, Big Crit, you still, I mean, he the Adele of rap minus the album sales. You still talk about heartbreak on his 3rd album. Get over this chick, man. She gone. Whatever. It's a rap. Nigga, move on.
Drake does the same thing. And he got nominated for a Grammy.
Who?
Drake.
Drake's a singer. And he likes Come on, man. I keep telling y'all that light skin, it helps out a couple of rappers. Drake.
And the international.
Yeah, exactly. Drake International. Yeah, like, niggas don't know Big. He from Canada. Exactly. Come on, man. He got too many. Come on, man. Nah, man. Stop, man.
Well,
can't compare a nigga that got a whole city on his back, you know what I'm saying? A country. Versus a nigga from Mississippi.
First of all, Drake don't got a whole country on his back. He don't.
Canada. Canada's a country.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, but Justin Bieber out of Canada. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he ain't the only nigga coming out of Canada. Second of all, Big Crit come from Mississippi.
Steve Nash from Canada. Yeah, you know, ain't the only nigga from Canada. I mean, come on. No, what?
I'm just saying. Big
you naming niggas in different arenas. I'm gonna name one in a different arena and compare them.
First of all,
from Canada.
I'm just saying that just because, I mean, it ain't like that he never had a nigga come out of Canada or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
When's the last rapper from Canada that was big? Tell me.
Is it Cardinal
Fisher? Cardinal Fisher.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
He got signed to Akon, nigga. And so did Lady Gaga. He's on the same label Lady Gaga at one point.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Man, listen.
Cardinal Fisher. Cardinal Fisher. Yeah.
Whatever you want to call him. Nobody, see, we don't even know how to pronounce his name right. We know
like
how to say
Colonel. I'm like, Colonel Sanders, that nigga rapping? The fuck are y'all talking about?
It's called an accent, nigga.
And now, it's all right. If you didn't hear what Mr. Easy was saying, he was saying that Drake was not the biggest rapper from Canada.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say that.
I said, give me another big time rapper from Canada. And you said Cardinal for sure. You know what I'm saying? Whatever his name is. Come on. In the same league.
Debra Cox from Canada.
Who?
Debra Cox from Canada.
Nigga, she had
a... I said rapper. Tamia from Canada.
Tamia is from Canada. No, I'm just saying it's not as if that... Because
Dion from Canada.
No. My point is saying it's a hip-hop, you know, culture in Canada already. Drake just came out of that. But it wasn't he wasn't like the first nigga to start rapping from Canada. My point is,
he made Canadians cool. So now if somebody said they from Canada, I'm like, okay, Drake from Canada, so you all right now. But if you told me that before, I'm like, oh, you old beady eyed Canadian, you old Philip and whatever the dudes from South Park. Look, that's what I'm gonna think of. Now I'm thinking Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this nigga went to stereotypes from a cartoon. Mm-hmm. On a cartoon.
Anyway. Okay, I will listen. The switch things. Best rap performance is Niggas in Paris. They will win it hands down.
Of course, because I think white people just want to say niggas on national TV and act like it's okay. Somebody's gonna try it. Yeah. They're gonna get somebody up there like Slash or some shit that's cool with the black folks. He gonna come with Niggas in Paris.
Slash is not cool with the black folks.
Slash ain't cool. I don't know that thing.
No, Slash is half black.
There you go.
Slash is half black.
Okay.
Alright.
Google Slash's mother is...
Let him say that.
Me and B.E.Z. the only... We the only two niggas that see Slash hang with
We got too many reckless beige people out here right now, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, black, though.
That motherfucker have old boy, what is it, Dr. Kim, the little motherfucker from all the movies? They'll have his ass come out there, too. Somebody gonna say.
Okay, first of all, he's not half black. Let's go ahead and clear this up. His mother is Nigerian.
Oh my God.
Really? This shit.
And he was born in London, so that nigga ain't black at all. So let's go ahead and clear that up now.
Hold on. His mother is darker. Is like dark as shit. I see.
Nigerian, African.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
An Obama.
Hold on.
He's an Obama. At least Obama is from America.
Just so everybody know, if you ain't from America, Germany don't consider, if you black and from another country, Germany don't consider you black.
You not. You lowercase b black. You not uppercase b black like us. Me, you, G, all the niggas on here, we uppercase b.
Are we having this discussion, you know, again?
I don't want
to. I just want to clear it up because niggas is getting it fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get it straight for the niggas out there. Like, if you don't understand, if you're not from the United States and you dark like me, you're not black like me. That's all I want you to know. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, we cool. Like, we all somewhere. I'm looking at you like, oh, you another black person. But don't think I'm going to lowercase your ass straight up.
Are you going to call him nigga?
Like Eddie Balthazar, you lowercase B black nigga. I'm serious.
Right, let me add him to the call since you shitted on him.
But see, shit on him, so man. You call him nigga and it's cool.
Yeah, I call, man, if I call a white person Chinese, Arab, I call anybody nigga. I don't care. Anybody can be a nigga.
I mean, I agree. I'm just trying to understand the germ way of looking.
Excuse me, Arab. Sorry, Arab. Yeah. I'd be like, man. I said, man, you know that Chinese nigga over there? You know, anybody. It don't matter.
I think that's what I have.
Anybody can get it.
Yeah. Okay. Can we do something to add a kind of a little structure? Yeah. I guess we can go around. Can we
go ahead and actually find out who's on the fucking show? So you got me. It's all right, Mr. Classic. You heard King Germ sitting over there in the corner as usual. You got the nigga GQ Blue. These are the usual people that are on the front cast. For episode 58, we decided to go ahead and add that motherfucker Be Easy. And Cornell the Great is here and not here at the same damn time. Because that nigga's talented like that. So, Be Easy, can you let the people know who don't listen to the Fro Horseman what the fuck you been up to and why you ain't been on the Fro cast?
Okay, first of all, if you don't listen to Four Horsemen, you're not listening to the best podcast on NappyAfro.com.
Oh! Exactly. I mean, it's funny. You come on my show to promote your show. See, if people would know about your show, you wouldn't have to promote it on my show.
Wow.
You know, but that's okay. I don't come on your show to say, hey, people, listen to the Frocast. You know why? Because they already listening. Hey, they already listening.
What's funny is, I want to say, according to iTunes, and I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, here we go, these fake stats.
No.
Here we go, these fake stats.
75 people subscribe to the Frocast, and only 22 people subscribe to the Fro Horseman.
Oh, okay.
But we ain't been out for, like, what, 7 episodes? So we coming up. So we know at least them people get it from iTunes. They don't mean they don't listen on no site. They don't mean they don't listen to other ways, like Stitcher or Podmatic or whatever. But Stitcher, so, yeah. but yeah, so that's all I've been doing, man. I just been chilling, doing that, writing posts, whatever. And Jeremy the Chief Keep has leaked, so get ready for that.
I already have it.
Good job.
That's what we're gonna say right on the show, is that it leaked. That's the end, and we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna review it like that. Is that what we're saying right now on the show?
I don't think Chief Keef will be mad that we are downloading his album.
I'm not down
one rapper that'd be like, I think Chief Keef would be like, yeah, that's keeping 300, my nigga. That's what I'm talking about. I respect that. You ain't lie to me, act like you bought it. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Team Young Nigga. Exactly.
Keep it 300.
It's love, Sosa.
Hey, Cornell the Great, what the fuck you been up to?
You know, school, basketball game, team I'm in.
Star, I need you to go ahead and shoot up something. Just borrow some energy. I don't know what the fuck.
Dog, I drank my Hennessy yesterday, so... Oh, I do got the white Hennessy, but that's only for special occasions, man.
You don't need to slow down. We need you to amp up.
Why the white gotta be for special occasions?
Oh, you can't even get that here, player. That's
international. So it's exclusive. I got you.
Yeah, that's overseas.
You want to go ahead and let people know your Twitter handle, since you have one of the hottest Twitters? Well, you got the hottest Twitter in Fro Nation, so you might as well just shout that out real quick.
Oh, I mean, yes, at Cornell the Great, CornellDagr, the number 8. I'm not good at spelling, so that is D-A.
I think, and it might seem weird, but I think every few days Cornell writes like a little blog post on his Tumblr. He's kind of a deep brother, man. He kind of out there sometimes, but he kind of deep. I follow him on Tumblr.
That's so.
Oh, he deep, bro. He deep.
This nigga turned waiting for that shit.
After I said it, I wanted to pause it. But if I was saying, I wasn't going to say nothing. Of course he said something.
God damn.
Okay, so look, let me ask y'all a question. What do y'all see Chief Keef in a year? Is he going to be dead or is he going to just be fell off?
Those are some hellified options. Dead or fell off.
You forgot jail. You forgot jail.
And on crack.
God damn. On crack.
But a nigga already on probation, so he one violation away from being locked up.
Well, you know the probation officer is trying to find. You know, you remember he did that thing with Pitchfork where he was shooting guns when he was 16. They trying to get that footage so they can put him back in jail. I'm just telling you what happened.
I know somebody got this shit on their cell phone right now. It's a Metro PCS right now with the evidence on that bitch. And we got, since we got you here, B-Eazy, you want to let us know what the fuck is going on with Rick Ross?
Oh, no, actually, Germ knows better than Rick Ross. Germ actually talked to the...
I thought we was keeping it 300.
We are keeping it, but he was getting a little rambling, but I know some people that, you know, might know some people that's affiliated with this situation, and, you know, I asked him, I said, hey, what's this going on? What's this beef y'all got with Rick Ross? And so he was just like, you know, it basically stems from, you know, like they say, him using the signs, the star, and shouting out Big Meech, and, you know, basically just, you know, not really flogging like he wanted them, but just like, you know, using their logos, per se, if you want to use that. And so now they want to be paid for that, which I don't think they have a legit beef, but, you know, I'm not about that life, so, you know, I don't know. But, you know, that's what,
like, do they have a PayPal?
No, I think they really want $1 million cash.
But who,
like,
do you pay?
You pay to the head leader of the GDs, I guess, whoever the accountant is for the disciples. I mean, I'm sure, you know, if you're organized crime, you have some kind of accountant and some kind of structure that you make this payment to. I mean, you know, I don't know what kind of dealings this gang does, whether they are legit or off the cuff. But, you know, it has to be some kind of bookkeeping going on. I mean, Sons of Anarchy have an accountant.
I'm asking because I watched that show Drugs that came on, I think it comes on A&E. And they were showing a nigga that was selling crack. And he said that a lot of times people don't have cash, so he used a little PayPal thing in his phone. How do you, what's the inventory number for, like, a dime bag? It's like, what do you,
if you do
an 8-ball, how do you inventory an 8-ball on your PayPal account? Because they send that shit, you get a tax form for that shit, too.
That shit awesome, though.
I mean, it's hella
convenient. So I guess you just send a payment, like, for the 8-ball, you know, going for about...
Everything say socks. It's like, nigga, this is some $70 socks. Yeah, them socks. I sell socks.
Hold on. So Rick Ross was telling the truth, then.
What?
I'm selling dope straight off my iPhone.
that nigga's a prophet.
Man, the nigga is the 2000 version of Biggie, man. I don't know why niggas just won't let that go.
Because you can't say that. Because Biggie's a better
rapper. Why not?
Biggie's a better rapper. I get it. But niggas mad because he's a better rapper.
But you don't have to be a good rapper these days. That's proven. I mean, everybody's garbage. So everybody garbage. So, I mean, why should I try to be good? Now, I'm not saying everybody garbage, but like 90% of niggas garbage, and the 10%, you look weird for being trying to be good. Nobody want to listen to you. They're like, you with that bullshit.
You just called Crick garbage.
I said he was boring. Didn't say he was garbage. Boring. Same thing with J. Cole. Sometimes he gets boring. And he's some of my favorite artists. And so, you know, they just, let's be honest.
That's because
J. Cole got a gold album, though.
What?
J. Cole got a gold album, though.
Jay-Z probably bought 300,000 albums. That's the only thing Jay-Z said. Hey, look, man, I know I ain't been fucking with you, but I'll buy some albums. That's all I can do for you. And you on your own. And now J. Cole screaming that Illuminati shit now, so I don't know what's going on, man.
Illuminati, too?
He said something about they gave him Bugatti, so he joined the Illuminati.
Everybody in that shit. This nigga around the corner in the Illuminati.
He's throwing the sign up on his, you see on his little that shit we had on the site. When he had the little the devil horn thing, yeah, I was like, oh,
that shit. Do you think any less of Rick Ross for canceling his concert over this gang shit? I mean, you supposed to be tough and shit.
I mean, listen, I don't think nothing less of him. I don't think, you know, it was pressures from he won the. I think it the like the pressures from the promoters at the, in these venues, they were feeling the pressure, so they was like, look, dog, you can't come here because I think it's gonna be some problems. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, I bet. I really don't need to come. I don't know how. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It was gonna be a bad PR thing anyway. So, you know, I think it was more pressure on the promoters at the venues for them to shut it down because they didn't want nothing to happen. They didn't want, you know, shit might have popped out. You know what I'm saying? Then what? You gotta explain why you have four murders at your club now. Cause you know, that's just how it is. But
I mean, I think anybody over the age of 18 is like, man, F it. That's smart. You don't get your ass killed over some bullshit. I think anybody 17 and younger are the real upset ones. Like, man, nigga, fake, bro. Like I'm not looking for Rick Ross to be my role model, so I don't care. Like,
I guess it's just, I'm kind of confused about, okay, when the shit came out about him being a parole officer, or whatever the fuck they were calling him at the time, he backed it up.
Correction officer.
Okay, nigga, correction officer. He was the police. So...
No, it was not. Listen.
Can okay, I get my point across? Nigga, we understand and, what you're saying.
You know, hold on. Before, oh, I don't God. Want you to put out no flaw. You said a police is not, a correction officer is not a police officer.
He was on that they side. Have no, how about that?
And not on no side. You're a regular nigga that just, you like a babysitter in jail. That's all you are.
He locked niggas up.
You don't lock, they already locked up. You just tell them, hey.
For the jail, okay. And you're not a prisoner, you're on the other side of the law.
All right.
You walk into the jail.
If I'm a janitor at the fucking jail, that's I'm a different. Cop.
No, you're on the other side of the law, nigga. You're not a criminal, so you're the other side of the law.
All right.
So it.
Well, hold on. What? Hold on. No. According to Rick Ross, though, he was doing undercover work when he was. That's what he said. He was like, look.
That's what he should have said first off, and then y'all niggas would have left him alone.
No,
like,
no, I was
put dirty COs in there. But you know, I get a little. You know, I'm
right.
I'm,
yeah, right. Fuck I don't it. Let's like just move to the next topic because this nigga turned.
Yeah, because I. Yeah.
We can't even get the goddamn point across. This nigga riding for a nigga who album he don't even like.
What? I said I'm a Ross fan. One of my favorite rappers out there, man. But I keep it real. No. His mixtape was better.
No, nigga, just no.
With the Black Bar Mitzvah.
No. Hell no.
Yeah, I think I ask this question all the time, and it may be the lamest question, but what can we go around and talk about what we currently listen to right now? Is that what you're currently listening to right now? Is that possible?
I'm still on the same earworm I've been on all year. It's been Rhapsody, that goddamn Kendrick Lamar, Nas, Frank Ocean. I've been playing the same albums forever.
And Frank Ocean nominated for Album of the Year. Not rap album, not R&B, Album of the Year.
Yeah, he'll probably get that.
He may be.
Came out said he was gay.
They're going to get that way to get win an award. Real quick, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get this one up so, you know. Who else? What else y'all listen to?
Me personally, I'm listening to Cocaine Music 7 by Yo Gotti. 2 Chainz album, of course. Starless said Trinidad James that mixtape. Currently, yeah, that's about it, man. And then you know the usual, just Outkast, Fonte, that's on my playlist. But yeah, but them the albums I've been trying to, you know, pay attention to.
GQ.
I listen to Sports Radio 790. No, ever since my iPhone got stolen, man, because I would ride around my car with those. It was recording my iPhone. Since I got my iPhone stolen, I don't listen to nothing. Like, I still got, you know, some CDs. I got the Frank Ocean and the Nas and the Big Crit and the 6 Changer. But, I mean, it's hard to sit there and listen to a CD. Like, I just want to be able to, like, press a song, you know, hit shuffle or whatever. It's hard for me now to sit there and listen to a CD for real. So, I listen to a lot of talk radio now, real talk.
Hey, I got an iPhone for sale, $40, man. Let me know, dog. You want it? Got you. PayPal me, nigga.
Yeah, you will never see that damn phone. But go ahead, though.
Yeah, just like this HD cord somebody was supposed to fucking send me. But hey, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, mine is, I've been listening to, dang, what happened? Noise mixtape? Sorry, I'm on the soul side of the thing. It's kind of nice. And Jill Scott's live album, I've been listening to that for a minute. And it was something new. Oh, Fabulous new mixtape. Soul Tape 2, that's all right.
You like that?
Yeah, it's alright. I got a couple hits on there. It's alright.
Okay.
Well, now you bring out the white Hennessy when you got the girl over there. You put Jill Scott.
No, I'd be listening to that when I'm studying or whatever. Or just that Jill Scott live album. That thing.
Did you study?
I'm serious. Yeah. That's what's up. You know, sometimes, you know, open the book.
That's what's up, man. I'm happy. At least somebody on, you know, Nappy Afro studying.
Yo. That's hard.
H2O studies all the time, man. All the time.
Is he staff?
He's always in. Ooh, yeah, of course.
That's hurtful.
I asked the question. I didn't accuse him. I just asked.
Nah, I see. Nah, I'm not gonna see. Saw right. See, that's why you got niggas coming at you, Saw right. I mean, you wonder why, like, I'm free, like, when you walk around. Come on, man. Say shit like that.
So I can't ask a question? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, you can, but it's like what you ask is why niggas, you know, got niggas making diss songs about you and shit, man.
So what was the last article that he wrote?
See?
I'm just asking. If I'm wrong, just back up your point. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. While he's looking that up, I'm listening to Jesus Peace, Action Bronson. What's that? Rare Chandeliers.
What is that?
Hey, who is this Action Bronson dude? I hear so much about him. Is he alright? So
he's like Ghost. You like Ghostface Killah?
Depends on which Ghostface we're talking about. I like the later Ghostface. I don't, you know, that
day. Okay, that's the one that make no sense.
Yeah,
that's Action Bronson.
Okay.
Captain Murphy. When I'm chilling, I go to this shit called by Gonzalez called Solo Piano 2.
I think you asked this question just so you could say some shit you've never heard of.
he wanted to stunt with his music knowledge.
Y'all, what happened? You said Captain Hook? Who did you say? Captain Murphy? Captain Morgan?
Captain Murphy.
Captain Murphy. Captain Murphy.
Danny Glover released an album under his.
That's Murphy. That's Captain Murphy. Captain Murphy is this. For like the past few months, he was like this. Nobody knew who he was. But he's actually Flying Lotus, who does the beats. So he started rapping. And it's weird, but it's crazy. And what else I say? Solo Piano. That's just like, if you ever listen to Drake album, the So Far Gone. You know the thing when they pop the bottles at the end,
yeah.
And the piano started playing.
Yeah, we would.
No, okay. I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you to get to the punchline.
Oh, the guy who's playing piano. His name is Gonzalez. He puts out an album just playing piano.
How did you even find that shit?
I remember when I heard that, I was like, who played that piano? So I kept looking for it, and I finally figured out who it was.
I thought it was like real soulful and shit, like that stuck out of your memory from that whole album. The keys at the end.
That piano.
Damn. He got the new Captain Planet and shit. He got niggas playing piano. This motherfucker got all the music.
Did y'all see the Captain Planet spoof with, what's that nigga from Hotel Rwanda?
Don Cheadle.
Yeah,
that shit was weird.
He got a new one came out last week, so. Yeah, he did three of them.
We have to watch this shit. Y'all watched the fights this weekend, right? The UFC and the boxing shit? Nobody?
I don't do UFC, but I saw Manny get knocked out.
I think everybody only saw like 10 seconds of that whole fight. And that was the 10 seconds they saw. ESPN was so gangster, they actually just showed the shit. You know, they usually show the steel shots. They just showed the knockout. They was like, fuck it, here you go. He got
that slow-mo knockout when you see his whole jaw quiver, though?
That shit was bad, man. That hurt. Every time I see it, it hurt for me. I go to sleep for at least 3 seconds every time I see that knockout. They say he was out for 2 minutes.
Oh, shit. For real?
He was out for 2 minutes. Like, that's the kind of knockout. It's usually done when you get knocked the fuck out like that. And you hear when we do our outtakes, we talked about this earlier because we try to do this show 3 times a day. So you hear where Jern basically said that, is that once you get knocked out like that, it's fucking over. Ricky Hatton, Roy Jones Jr. got knocked out like that. Unfortunately, Tyson got knocked the fuck out real bad like that. I think twice.
Trying to find a mouthpiece.
Oh my god! Don't talk to me about that fight, man.
Tyson got his ass whooped like three times, didn't he? Because then Lennox Lewis knocked
Lennox
him out.
Lennox Lewis dropped him the fuck out. Yeah, and then
Holyfield dropped him one time.
He didn't knock him out.
Holyfield did knock his ass out. He got bit one time, right. And then Holyfield knocked his ass out the other time.
Oh well, shit. There you go.
Put them things on him. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah.
Somebody else knocked him out. It was a nobody that knocked his ass out too, though.
It was a white dude. Yeah.
It was in Louisville. That fight was in Louisville.
Oh. I thought he
like Peter. It was Peter something.
No, I thought he just didn't want to. I thought he just didn't want to finish. He didn't get knocked. I thought he just didn't want to finish, didn't he? I thought he just stayed in the corner.
He didn't get knocked out. He got knocked down a few times.
Yeah, if you get beat to the point to where you quit, you got knocked the fuck out. That's pretty much equivalent. No, if you can get up, but you say fuck it, yeah, it's the same thing. You got knocked the fuck out, dog.
Hey, on the side note, damn, I know I'm gonna get ridiculed for this one, but if y'all read comics or a manga, is a comic called Fighting Spirit. It's about boxing, and it's pretty dope.
How do you? Okay, my day has 24 hours.
Peabody put him on that, man. He said boxing, and that's all it had to be.
No. It's like, I don't know if y'all ever seen Prince of Tennis or Slam Dunk. Like, these are like a mangas, you know, Japanimation. But if you go to Mangable, you can read it on free. But
go to Mandible. Ain't that a job?
No, Mangable.
I know what you're talking about. You can go ahead. I got you.
Thank you. And it's called Hajime no Ippo, but Fighting Spirit is the American name, and it's boxing. It's really good though. It's like Rocky every issue. So
I might check this shit out. I mean, I don't know if you let me borrow one of the hours in your day, I'll go figure out where the fuck I can find that comic book, because I don't know how you do this shit. This nigga's listening to Captain Morgan's album and going to listen to boxing and watching boxing comic books. God damn. Nobody watched the UFC shit?
Yeah, I watched it, man.
What you think about that shit, John? I ain't see you tweeting it.
Hey, that motherfucker, what's his name? The black dude, is he black from New Mexico?
Hey, you tell us. You tell us, nigga.
I'm claiming him.
Uppercase.
What?
Lowercase B or uppercase B?
He from New Mexico, but hey, he can fight. So I'm going to give him uppercase B. He can fight.
Hold on. Hey. Is Anderson Silva, is he a lowercase or uppercase?
He from Brazil.
He's still black, though.
He's from Brazil.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, everybody his color down there, so can't really count. He not black. But if it's a white dude in the room, I'm saying he black, just so we know. But if it's all niggas around, I would say Anderson Silva, you not black, dog. But if it's some white people around, yeah, he black. Come on, man. Stop, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to say it's two rules. It's our rules, and it's the rules when we outside our rules. See what I'm saying? So come on. But yeah, but the fight was good. I'm trying to think of the dude's name. I know his last name was like his Benson something. His name was Benson or whatever his name. Benson Henderson. That's his motherfucking name. That nigga rock. He was all on that dude's ass.
Whoa.
And like, he wasn't even like.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, that UFC shit gay anyway. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I mean, you know, them niggas being tights and they be hugging all of them and clutching all that. I mean that shit, it feeds that need. I don't want to sit and watch 12 rounds of boxing and not see nobody get knocked out when I can just watch UFC and either somebody will get knocked out or this fight gonna be over a lot sooner. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, you know, but it was a good fight. I'm looking for him to do things. He retained his title. He's a badass and you know, he's the man. So, you know,
did you see the
shout
speaking
out.
Speaking of the man, Jeremy, you see Dexter?
Of course. Of course.
What you think? What you think out of last episode looking?
LaGuerta needs to go. She needs somebody. Hey, look, she has to come up missing, son. LaGuerta has to come up missing. Oh, we have a problem, Houston.
But hey, she was slick though, letting old dude off though. I was like, damn, you dirty.
Hey, the way she did that when she, I said, oh shit. I said, LaGuerta, no, she the shit. But yeah, she got to go. But BZ informed me of something that it's not gonna end good for Dexter. So you know, now I gotta Well, I know it's coming now, so it's
wait a minute. What you know, Easy?
No, no. Michael C. Hall said that he's gonna. He said Dexter ain't gonna end. Ain't gonna end good for Dexter. That's what he said. He was saying. He said, you know, this is the kind of guy you can't just let walk in the sunset. He said so. Either by jail, either by death, it's gonna end for him like that.
They gotta kill. You can't let Dexter rot in jail.
Easy, you said it was a movie you wanted to talk about.
Oh shit! I don't even got my shit ready. But it's Beast of the Southern Wild, directed by Ben Zetlin. Like I said, if you're a black person, just go see that movie. The girl who plays Hush Puppy, I cannot say her name to save my fucking life, but I know her name is Wallace. She's the star in the movie. It's in the near future. It's kind of like if Hurricane Katrina. If the levee would have broke and it would have flooded like New Orleans, whatever, and you know what would have happened, and like these people basically living like on islands and shit like that, just trying to survive. And but yeah, it's gonna get nominated for Oscar of the Year, for Movie of the Year. and the guy who plays a father was a fucking baker in New Orleans, and they just found him because like he talked good, so he's probably gonna get nominated for co-act or whatever they call it, but it's a good movie. So Beast of the Southern Wild. Also too, I was trying to watch this, but I gotta do this podcast. The man with the Iron Fist leaked last week. So black people go to your bootleg man or do shit properly.
Damn, it leaked already.
Yeah. And now ain't it funny when it was a black movie? And then the day before that, Alice Cross leaked. So if it's a black movie, that shit will leak.
That shit leak fast as hell too.
Alice Cross so horrible.
It's bad.
Are we on like movie this? Section?
It's a detective movie, and Cicely Tyson's in it.
What is she? The artifact?
Oh, Cicely Tyson is still alive.
What I said, is she the evidence?
Yes. No, she's his mom in the movie, and like it's so. And my girl dragged me to go see that bull, and it was funny because she was like, "Give it a chance." I'm like, "It's a damn 3-minute funeral scene in this movie, like where they sitting around eating greens.
This shit is terrible, nigga.
Like, it's Tyler Perry written all over that shit.
Eating greens?
Like, there's a funeral scene where they eating greens. Like, they cutting up the ham. They sitting outside talking. Like, Cicely Tyson. That's all I got to eat. Cicely Tyson, greens, and ham.
Yeah, that's what black people do. And then there's got to be a little church in there. We singing, and somebody got to die. That sounds like a typical black movie.
Exactly. And it's supposed to be a detective movie, but that's what happens. Don't forget when you get Tyler Perry playing your lead detective.
Why don't we have a black action star?
But, I mean, wasn't Morgan Freeman the first Alex Cross or some shit like that?
Morgan Freeman was the first everything.
Because Denzel's getting old, that's why. And ain't nobody took his spot yet.
I mean, where's Michael J. White?
But where Michael Ealy at, man?
Shit, what is Idris Elba supposed to get had the role initially?
He was trying to do the 007.
He's probably gonna get that in the year, like not in the next movie after that. But no, he was gonna do that movie, but some kind of way Tyler Perry won out. I don't know what happened, but
he said the dude called him up.
Who? Oh, is that said take it?
Yeah, Patterson, whoever the dude is.
Well, that's weird.
I don't think Elba can act outside of The Wire.
Oh, you can't say that.
The Wire, he was great, but everything else is kind of like, eh.
He was good in, what was that movie? Rock and Roller, that international movie with
Rock
and Roller.
That movie. I'm sitting here thinking, I can't think of anything else that I've seen him in, actually.
Hey, did all y'all get the file I sent y'all?
Yeah, why? Why did you send that?
Because that Brett Favre daughter.
That's not his daughter.
That's his illegitimate daughter. That's his illegitimate daughter.
That's not his daughter at all. There's a girl on the internet. Her name is...
Dog. That's his illegitimate daughter.
That's not her. Bro, it's not her, man. We already been through this today, man. Let me tell you what the chick name is, man. Because I seen that day. I was like, damn, Brett Favre daughter thick as a motherfucker. Because I seen it earlier today, that ain't her, man.
I guess Cornell and DQ didn't accept it.
I didn't see the picture, but...
You know, Cornell is sitting in the rocking chair on the porch on his cell phone. He ain't accepted shit.
Rocking chair? I ain't got no rocking chair. I wish I had one.
He Cody said everything else is right, but the Rocketeer is wrong.
I saw the picture on the forum. I saw her. I mean, she thick.
Goddamn, bless her heart.
Goddamn, bless her heart.
I don't know, man. What else we had? Something. I'm actually looking at the outline now.
That sports shit going on. But last time we tried to talk about sports, was everybody trying to talk about it?
We talking about movies. Don't watch that Method Man documentary on Netflix. Think about it. The strip game about the strippers. Don't watch that. It's a waste of your hour and your life. It's called The Strip Game. It's an old Method Man documentary. Man,
yeah. I already watched
it. like a while ago, didn't it?
Yeah. It was like 2002 or 2003 or some shit. Like, the strippers that they followed actually went to Phipps Plaza to shop. That's how old it is.
Oh, shit.
Phipps was flipping.
Is this movie I did see not too long ago called The Imposter?
I ain't heard of that one. Oh, yeah, we talked about that earlier today, nigga. That's a documentary. Shut up.
Yeah.
That is not a documentary.
The Imposter?
Oh, no. You know what? I'm thinking of the other movie you talked about with the three black chicks. I'm thinking of that movie. Black.
I was talking about the child.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking about.
No. The imposter, this guy goes, okay, this kid gets missing. And then it's this con man. So this kid in America gets missing, like in Louisiana or something like that. This con man is in fucking Spain, and he's acting like he's like a little kid. He goes to the police station. He was like, look, you know, I'm a little kid. You know, I'm lost. I'm American. He has a thick ass accent. They believe him. And he was like, well, let me call your parents. He said, well, just leave me in the room by myself. I won't call my parents myself. So he goes through the files, find this name of this kid that's missing. Now, the kid that's missing got blonde hair, blue eyes. The 21-year-old guy who looks young, he has an accent, brown eyes, dark-ass hair. He calls the family. The family come picks him up, and they see it's not him, but they accept him any goddamn way. And then it gets weird because he starts going to school and dating motherfuckers. Now, this motherfucker going to high school. He's 21 years old, and he's dating, like, 16-year-old girls.
Sound like we all know the SVU episode.
But it sounds like it's like every movie that this nigga suggests got something going on inappropriate with kids. The strange thing about the Johnsons, whatever the fuck that movie was called, this shit.
Oh my god. That still brings up bad memories.
Hey, that girl name is Delicia Hart.
Delicia.
Yeah, I found it.
Delicious.
Yeah, I ran up on like some more pictures of it. I like, god damn it. My bad, people.
Delicious. Hey, yo, I think you should make AJ a certified banger one day. Easy.
AJ Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, certified banger is now Tuesdays and Fridays, people.
Wait, what? They got an extra day?
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Who is this AV? Who is this AV girl? She like a, she look white or something, but she thick as a motherfucker.
Who's her?
Her name like AV Degree or something like that. AV something, I don't know.
Is she kind of like chunky in the face?
I ain't never seen her face.
Is she in the forums?
I seen on WorldStar. Let me look her name
up. See this nigga, German asked you some shit about something that we ain't got no point of reference. Hey, nigga, what's up with the color green? What?
I mean, Easy know all these hoes' names. So I could just be like, I'd be like, the girl. Oh, you talking about, she's about 22. She's from Houston. She's a 35, 26, 48. Yeah. You know, he know all that. That's why I don't have to give him too much info.
She's on the Captain Jack album.
Uh-oh, somebody in trouble.
When? I gotta pass up who that is?
Well, it ain't me, so.
Don't worry about it.
Check it out. So yesterday the site was getting like a lot of hits, and I couldn't figure out what it was. So I'm looking in the forums, and the ad for guys' underwear has.
Again.
I was saying, and he might hit the.
Alright, go.
Sure.
No, I was just saying, if you look in the fucking on a girl has
hey, just hey, pause for it. Just stop you.
Put her on.
I mean, we know who it is. We just saying, you know, just. You know. What's up, Sade? Sade, what up? Tell her come get on the Frocast, man. Tell her come get on the Frocast, man. Tell her come say what's up to the Fro Nation, bruh. All right,
go ahead.
Hey.
Stingy.
I ain't lying, bro. Like, let her say it to the. He like, chill, bro, chill. Like,
go ahead, Easy. Try it.
Go ahead, Easy, man. Say what you was going to say.
Yeah, I actually forgot. Okay. No, I was just saying that the Anne Hathaway picture, which, you know, I don't know. Fuck you, really.
Sure ain't shit. Are we really going to put this up?
Yes. So this is the Frocast. This is what we fucking do, nigga.
2 minutes, we better put it up, because I ain't doing this shit no more.
I ain't lying, nigga.
Fuck yo, that. What happened earlier? What happened to y'all earlier? What happened to y'all didn't go on 1 o'clock?
Skype was fucking up.
Skype was fucking up. We was on here just, man, we did the intro 3 times.
That shit was horrible, dog. Man, that shit was just bad.
It's sad.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with Skype, but it wasn't acting right at all.
Okay, y'all want to try to do album of the year? Who y'all think got number 1 album of the year?
Based on, I thought we were gonna do a post on the cipher, but
we didn't do it. Unless you got
to
do.
So we freestyling this show. We got an outline that we not even gonna follow at all.
Yeah, I said that like, the first 5 minutes of the show.
So all my talking points that I've been working on all day long is going for naught.
Shut up.
So we can't talk about Atlanta losing to the Panthers or the Packers.
No, no, like we saying, album of the year, album of the year.
This nigga.
But now, okay, listen, Falcons lost. Okay, we lost to the garbage ass Panthers, and I'm gonna tell you like this. I said we. You hear that? I said we lost to the Panthers. You know why? Because we ain't played the first half of that game. We was sleep. We ain't even get off the bus. Second half, we want to play football, and I almost won the fucking game.
Wait a minute, so you a Falcons fan now?
That's my second team.
You niggas with the second team shit.
I mean, I lived in Georgia. Well, I mean, what, you think I'm just not gonna like them? Because I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, you
just have, stop it. It's all right. That's St. Louis Cardinals was the team you grew up with, but you were Rams fan.
When did
so you tell
when
me?
When did the Arizona Cardinals leave St. Louis?
87.
Thank you. I wasn't paying attention to that shit.
You was like 20. What you mean?
God. I thought we was keeping it 300, Jerm. I thought we was keeping it 300.
I mean, shoot. I'm just
saying.
Nah,
I wouldn't fuck with football like that. I know that the ownership sucked, and I wouldn't fuck with it like that. My pops hated their ass, so I hated their ass. That's how it worked. And then when the Rams came in, it was it. It was on and popping. So I'm a Rams fan. There is no secondary team.
All I want to say is, hi, Sean. How you doing, bruh?
Who the fuck?
I didn't see you last week on the comments.
Hey, man, I'm about to say, you needed to clean that up real quick. Your ass on some hi, Sean. I was like, hold up, dog. You sounded real tender. And Sean is kind of androgynous.
Really?
I was like, that Royce the 5'9 type shit.
Yeah, you're right. Hi, Rihanna. That shit is crazy as hell. So, which team is the actual team? Because now the Eagles are going to miss the playoffs. Are you going to be all about the Falcons? Is that what you're
doing? No. First of all, the Eagles are my team. That's my team. I pulled for the Falcons secondary because it's like me living in Georgia, I just adopted the Falcons. It was just like, you know. But if the Eagles and Falcons play, I'm still pulling for the Eagles. I'm going to call the Falcons some fuck niggas. But when the Falcons play anybody else, I pull for the Falcons. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is.
Speaking of ass whoopings in football, them motherfucking Cardinals that you were just speaking about got blasted 58-0. Is that even a real game? What the fuck is that?
I mean, you got Larry Fitzgerald's daddy coming out there like tweeting about like.
See, this is why we didn't talk about it before because ain't nobody saying shit.
I mean, we all can't talk at the same time, so all right. I just think it's a travesty. for you to get beat by 58 points in the NFL, that's some college shit. That's like when you see Florida playing against Louisville. That's the, you know, that's really what you will see. Certainly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you're not going to see that in the NFL. 58, nothing? Like, come on, man. That's like everybody, they should just go ahead and blow Arizona up. Just contract that whole team. Let, you know, just get rid of them. Because, I mean, that's not acceptable at all. I'm sorry. 58 points.
What do y'all think about Coach letting Flynn get in there and throw some passes? Because he caught some flack for that.
And y'all paying him $100 million. You might as well let him do something.
Exactly. Got to earn his money. Like, I can't just let this man sit around and just collect all this money. No.
I don't understand that whole we're already losing, take it easy on us mentality. Like, your responsibility is to stop me, man.
That's the pussification of America, man. America, we raising a bunch of pussies, and it starts from shit like this. Everybody gets a trophy. First place, second place, third place, fourth place. I mean, they gave out 10 trophies for 10 places. I was just like, it's some bullshit. What happened to the blue for first, red for second, and whatever, you know, color for third and fourth place? You shit out of luck. We raising a bunch of pussies in America, man. We need to stop. Everybody, we're going to have winners in life.
Y'all wear orange and blue.
Exactly. We're going to have winners and we're going to have losers.
But did you played sports when you was a kid, right, Jern? Yeah. Your whole team didn't get trophies for shit?
I'm talking about this is like, I mean, if everybody participated, yes, you got a trophy. But we also had the MVP trophy. Try to give MVP trophy this year. Oh, no, you can't do that. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Oh, everybody, it has to be the same. We don't want nobody. They wouldn't even let me get my hustle stickers out this year because they wouldn't let me give out hustle stickers this year because it was like one kid might get more than the other and then, you know, da 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 da. And I'm just like, well, if this kid sit there and drink water all fucking game and this nigga out here goddamn arm swell up because he ran the ball 20 times, I think he deserved that extra sticker. But no, it has to be fair. So,
fair.
You know, that's the punk ass country we live in. You know, next we're going to be calling each other Canada and shit, man.
Oh, wow. You got beef with Canada?
Or the Gators.
No, they're saying, you know, Canada's like our little punk ass cousin. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for the Gators.
But. Oh, wow.
Bro, come on. Listen, man. Your school is a basketball school. Now, hey, y'all ain't won a title since 80 fucking 5. So, 86. 86, exactly. See, look at that. You know, we wasn't even around then, Blue. We wasn't even around. We wasn't even thought of in 86. But still. Y'all, listen, man.
I just want to.
I'm not even. We got a long
time. I just
want
to point out the disparity that Germ said that the Cardinals should have been my team when they left at 87. But when GQ brings up 86, it's a whole different century. We wasn't even thought about then. That don't even count.
Well, I mean, the only reason why I know when the Cardinals left because we was looking up the whole debate about were they the Chicago Cardinals or the St. Louis Cardinals first. And so that's when I saw that they was there from 60 to 87, sir.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, but you was 20 then, and you can't change teams after you 18. That's all I'm saying. And so if you was 20 and 87, and you know, come on, man. It's all right. You was there when they started hip-hop in 1973.
The legend continues. Legend continues. This nigga Jern, boy, I swear to God. This nigga sitting over here talking all this shit with the Cleveland mustache.
Oh, man, yeah. And it's on, hey, the whole November shit fucked me up.
Why the fuck you up?
You know, because November, you know, they was like, don't shave for November and shit. So, you know, man, this shit's bushy, man. Like, I got fucking caterpillar sitting on my fucking lip, man. This shit, I got to get rid
sound
of.
Sound like an old cop mustache. Ain't no man, it's mustache. Hey, it's that's all I'm saying.
Magnum P.I. Man, it's the hipster shit, man. It's all right. You don't understand, man. You old. You don't understand what us young niggas do these days, man. Chill, man. The 80s, we trying to bring the 80s back. You know, your golden years, we trying to bring that shit back, man. That's all. Man.
I would like for everybody that's listening to the Frocast this week to comment below and let us know how old you think King Jern really is. I just want to see the responses because this shit is going to be comical.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, we're going to do, like, with the 80s, how we saw it, we're going to make the 80s look cool. Like, what y'all did was all right, but y'all look, you know, like, weird and shit doing it. But us doing it now in 2012, we're going to make it look a whole lot better.
How old were you in the 80s again? Because I thought last show you said you were born in 96.
I didn't say I was born in 96. I was born in 92, man. Come on,
so
man.
So then how are you, okay, how you saw the 80s?
I didn't see the 80s. I said what we saw from the 80s, like the cartoons and all the little pictures and shit we see online. Like, we got a thing called the internet. He got all that shit on there, man. You don't know nothing about that. You old ass.
You all Team Pokemon and shit.
And
the Power Rangers and all that shit.
Ivan Ooze and all that good shit, man. Yeah.
All right, then. So, Be Easy. What about your team? We ain't heard you talk about.
You know who Ivan Ooze is, man.
Huh?
GQ Blue know who Ivan Ooze is. You know about Ivan Ooze.
Stupid name. All
right. And my team won last week, so really, I'm good.
Nigga, y'all only won one game this season.
Nigga, first of all, fuck you. Let me just get it out of the way. Fuck you. Second of all, fuck you. Tebow ain't gonna play with us next year. I ain't gonna front. I was gonna say, yeah, Tebow started next year, but Tebow ain't playing with the Jets next year, man. He gonna get.
Mark gonna get that Jacksonville contract.
Jasmine don't want his ass no more.
Chad Henne ain't the answer.
Jasmine really didn't want him. They just said some. They didn't put their hand up because they thought they said somebody else's name.
The new owner wants him. The old owner didn't want him. The new owner wants him. Because he sees that Tim Tebow can sell seats. Like, you don't understand. They took the tarps off for the game last week. And the nigga didn't even play. And people was in there. They got mad when they see him gonna get in. So people started leaving.
I get that. I mean, listen. He's doing. I just saw a Tebow commercial. I think he's the only backup quarterback to do commercials for, like, what? He got the damn the headphones. The damn the TiVo shit, the damn batteries, it's crazy. So yeah, I get it, but he's gonna get released in this year. I think he's gonna get released in this season.
That's fine. He'll find another. I mean, listen, TiVo is not gonna have a problem finding a job. That's one thing about that. He's gonna be somebody's backup.
But last year, before he went to the Jets, there was only two teams interested in him then, right?
Exactly, Jets and Jacksonville.
Yeah, but do you know? He's going to find a job. Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay. One of the teams in Florida are going to pick him up. So he's not worried about it, man.
Hey, speaking of niggas who need a job, did y'all hear when Blake Griffin said that Terrell Owens bed a GM and coach to put him on the team for a 10-day contract for the Clippers?
To do what?
What?
Cut
what?
Hair?
No, he said he wanted to play for the Clippers, and he bed for a 10-day contract. That was what Blake Griffin said.
T.O. know he like 6'3", 6'4".
Look, I'm just saying, he said he bad. So, I thought that was kind of hilarious.
Terrell Owens, you said it's 6'3", yes. Or 6'4".
Yeah.
I thought that nigga was like 6'6".
I think he's a little taller than 6'3", though.
Jern might be right. I'm not sure about T.O. I just know that allegedly he has good, he can hoop. They've always said
him. Yeah, Yeah, but he's out of the NBA cap. He's broke. I think he's just trying to find something. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to get something.
What else can you do? We just seen the documentary. We saw this motherfucker on TV. He got to do something.
Yeah.
He ought to just go rogue. Start signing autographing shit.
This nigga name is Terrell El Dorado Owens, nigga.
That's his real middle name? Shit. I bet when he was born, his motherfucking mama had him with Hennessy and a cigar. Right there. What you gonna name the baby? I like my El Dorado.
He's 6'3", 224.
And 39 years old.
Yep.
That's a
shame. And did you hear about the story about he was a young girl or something? Like, he liked this girl. Like, his whoever he lived with, his mama, grandma, whoever it was. I think it was his grandma. And he liked this girl. Like, he could never leave the yard. So but it was this girl that lived across the street that he really, really liked. And so, you know, so he told his grandma, like, yo, I really, really like this girl. And his grandma was like, yo, you can't like that girl. And he was like, why not? She was like, that's your sister. And he was just like, what?
He ain't know no better.
Yeah, you know, so T.O., man, you know, some shit, some crazy shit that happened.
His whole childhood, that shit is awful. Like, when you hear about his childhood, everything makes sense. You can't be living across the street from your father. You never knew. And that motherfucker right down the street looking at you go to school every day, and he don't tell you shit. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. Shout out to T.O., man. What team could use T.O. right now?
None.
The Jets.
God damn, why you... the Jets.
I mean, y'all just start brailing that
way. They need a quarterback first, though. They need somebody to throw the ball, too. I mean, what good is signing wide receivers you don't have a quarterback? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I don't think Mark Sanchez is incompetent. Let's put it like that. I can't say he's good, but he's not incompetent. I feel like if he has somebody, because I can't name none of them cats except for Curly and Hill. And I don't know their first name.
Yeah, we didn't know shit about Demaryius Thomas either until that motherfucker started getting hit.
He went from Georgia Tech. I knew about Demaryius
Thomas. Of course you did, Jerm.
Yeah, I think we need to start wrapping up.
It's all right getting Aggie over there, man.
Aggie, like man, that's all right.
I hit attention. And I see the little meters going up when you talk, nigga. I'm like, damn, this shit in the red? Like, damn, really? Everybody else in the green. So, all right, this shit red it up, man. Damn.
Speaking of. What
you want to tell me on this episode, bro?
I ain't told no lies, bro. Come on.
Cornell just dropped off, too.
I'm about to say, Cornell been real quiet since we heard that other voice in the room.
I think he hung up. For real.
The girl came through, whooped that ass, nigga. She was like, what, nigga? I told you I was coming off here at 9, playing on the fucking phone with your invisible friends, nigga.
Like, chill.
I ain't gonna choose them niggas over me. All of this.
You know you do almondy stuff. She was
God damn. What was you about to say?
I'm gonna say something, though. This episode was unorganized, and that's another reason. Wow, Four Horsemen is number one show on NappyAfro.com.
Like I said, man, stop, man. Listen, man, you don't understand. Easy. You're delusional, okay? You got to understand. Not that many people like wrestling, okay? Not that many people like podcasts. So how many people you really think listen to a podcast about wrestling?
Like
but on the other hand, you have this show where you get it all. You get everything.
Number one show on NappyAfro. All
right. Hey, man, turn your mic down.
Hey. Me?
Like, it's like you're in an airplane or something, man. God damn. It's like you're in an airplane. That nigga work. He at work and shit.
I don't know what just happened, man. Because I was just talking regularly.
Yeah,
I'm sitting on top of air conditioning.
Yeah, it's really loud. I mean, we had a whole outline, and I think I'll just take the blame for that one. I tried to get ambitious to get everybody on the show. And on top of the Skype issues, we just had too many people.
But I mean, we still can, you know, try to reel it back in. I mean, get with the other news and at least do the questions out the way. So, all right, you know, let's make it worth their while. I mean, people do turn in every week to the number one rated show on Nappy Afro. You know, at least can do that for the people. I mean, you know, something. I don't know.
Off topic, real quick, and this is just a little site business on the call. How do y'all like the night format?
What?
I mean, does it work better? I mean, well, I don't mind the night format. I mean, it didn't bother me this week because my wife ain't here. Because usually when she here, she acts like a nigga. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she be like going through the house making all the fucking noise and shit. And I'm like, see what I'm trying to do here. So, you know, the daytime thing works. But like I said, easy. Hey, I don't know. I mean, it really don't matter to me. My life, I can schedule my life around things. You know,
I'm guest on this show. I'm not usually on this show, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, like I said, don't ask him shit because, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do me a favor.
Y'all got it.
I think he's trying to sabotage his show.
No, I'm
going to go ahead and put it out there. Like,
Watch
wrestling and shit. He's the mole. He's the fucking Vince McMahon. He's the dark, whatever the guy is. The little dude in the mask.
One of y'all, go to the forums. Go to girls, and just stay there. I don't watch this thing. Anne Hathaway post go from 7,000 to 8,000 since we've been talking.
What is an Anne Hathaway post?
Okay, I'm saying, but it's gonna go to 9,000 by the time we get done talking. I'm saying it's crazy. I'm trying to figure out where it's.
Wait, you talking about that from the show?
No, from Les Mis. No, she went to the Les Mis premiere and she forgot to wear underwear.
Yeah, and all you see is a tiny strip of bush.
Tiny strip. Are we that excited?
Huh? But I'm tripping because it's not even like you can't even see that much. Like,
I wasn't coming on the damn bush. I was just saying I'm trying to figure out why they're going up so fast.
No, that's the thing. That's why I'm tripping off of why people like looking at that, because it's not, you can't even see nothing. Like, what the fuck?
I did.
Did you tag it something real simple or something?
No. I just put Anne Hathaway forgets underwear at Lady Miz premiere.
That's weird. I don't even know who the fuck Anne Hathaway is.
And like I said,
she played Catwoman in Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And she played The Devil Wears Prada.
Didn't see that.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, you can't even, like, man. Oh, man.
But you can tell she ain't got no drawers on.
Yeah, but it's some perverse in this world, man.
I'm just saying, so. I was just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Because, like I said, it's crazy.
The reason I asked about the whole night thing is because it looks like I might be out of the unemployment line pretty soon.
So. Oh, shit. I guess it went well, huh?
Man, it went so well that she called me about a different job. Like, it was so confusing. Like, because the job I was getting was like a little volunteer job, but it had like a little stipend money to it. But she called me like an hour after I got home. It was like, you know, we have a different job, and it's a full salary job. What do you think about that? So I was like, hey. Yeah. I'm always down for more money, so we'll see how that go.
When are you supposed to hear back?
Yeah. I got to call her because she's like, well, do you want to stick with the one job you interviewed for? Because we think you might be a better fit for this other job, so.
Oh, well, shit, you should have answered that shit right then on the phone.
Who was that? Come on, G. Come on, man. You got to move better than that.
I'd answer that shit as soon as she asked.
She was, like, real shady about it. She was like, you know, this is off the record.
Oh, yeah, okay. The reason it's off the record is because the job's not posted yet, and they're trying to give it to you.
Yeah.
That's why it's off the record. She trying not to get sued and shit by filling the position before that shit was announced, but. Yeah, you should call that motherfucker tomorrow. Call her now.
call her now. Be like, hey, how you doing? This is GQ Blue. I was just...
That's not how you're going to do it. He's going to be like, you know, I have decided that y'all need a little bit of the pocket square Kang in your life. So I will be there Monday morning.
Oh, and I did have the pocket square today. Was the red and white polka dot pocket square for Pro Nation.
Hey, check out my boy's site, Blue. Just tell me what you think about it. It's vintagedopedealer.com.
What is it?
Vintagedopedealer.com.
Plugs on the forecast.
Shout out to the Vintage Dope Dealer. He might be pocket. I'm gonna see if he's Pocket Square Kang approved. You know what I'm saying?
Give us the ensemble, bro, for the niggas that's listening that might have a job interview. What did you rock to the job interview today?
Oh, today was the charcoal gray suit with the gray, red, and white plaid button up, with the red and gray socks and the red and white pocket square.
No tie.
Oh, tie. It was black striped tie, black and white striped tie.
That's what's up, GQ.
That was the look for today.
I don't know the last time I put on a fucking tie, dog. I don't rock out with that shit. Jerm, you got... Oh, yeah, Jerm was rocking the tie because he was at that one spot.
Yeah, man, I was tied up, son. I still see him hanging up right there. They ain't moved since I left. I still got all that. Hey, I went and bought me about 12, 14 ties, man. And now, you know, they still sitting there.
Body
did up. Mm. Yeah, man, I went...
I'm looking at the site. He got some pretty dope stuff on here.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Is that Cornell just hopping back on the call?
Yeah.
My shit just automatically just shut down. I didn't even know Max could do that. He was just like, nah, just shut down on my ass. Anyway.
Welcome back, Cornell.
Happy 12-12-12,
man. Yeah, you know what? That's going to be the whole damn look for this. Just 12-12-12.
They say this is the last significant date that we will ever see, dog.
Last triplet, yeah.
I mean, significant date. There was like, there's no other date, like, you know.
10-10-10 or 11-11-11, stuff like that.
Yeah, and let's just like, one, you know, one.
1-3-10.
Yeah. 1-2-3-4-5, that might be the next one. July, I mean, you know, January 23rd, 2045. But other than that, you know, this is a wrap, man. This is it. I mean, the world ended anyway, you know, 2 weeks and 10 days, 9 days, whatever it is. So, you know, we not next to last broadcast, people. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, play the Titanic music next show. You know, when we go off. Today. No, it was the 21st, man. Get man, together, man. Come on, Sol, right?
Man, I don't know. How come ain't nobody predicting I'm going to get some goddamn money? That's
We're about to end in 9 days. Who gives a shit? Go rob a bank. I mean, shit. Go do whatever. I mean, YOLO. I mean, come on, man.
Papa Molly, wear some skinny jeans and go rob somebody. It's
all
right.
Remember, it was a couple that they did a video on that went through and got all kinds of shit on credit because they thought the world was going to end anyway. So they got all this shit with the deferred payments to pay back in 2013. And they was like, fuck it, we never paying it. So they were like up to $20,000 or $30,000 worth of furniture. That's the shit during Pi West.
I mean, but I wouldn't say no stupid shit like furniture, because if I'm not gonna be here, what the fuck I need furniture for? Like, what the fuck? I'm liquidating all that. I'm going to get loans, cash, cars, selling that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to liquidate everything. Fuck that.
Hey y'all. I gotta bounce. I gotta go to the airport with my grandparents.
Okay. Tell grandma say what's up.
We'll do. All right, y'all.
All right, man.
Yeah, that kind of sums up the episode, man.
Yeah, man. But like I said, man, getting back on topic. You know, since we're way off.
Jerry, we've been on topic all night.
Speaking of Apple products, I seen that this woman ordered one iPad, but five showed up in her order.
Do you just make that up, or do you just read that?
Man, this sucks, man.
It should never happen on a four horseman.
Hey, look, that's why you sabotaged it. It was you all day long. Think about it, Saul, right? Who has been red herring all motherfucking day? Been this nigga.
Hey, look, listen.
This nigga. Listen. Earlier. All the fucking noise. Shit. Oh, it ain't recording right. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. And that, come on, man. Be easy, man. It's obvious, man. It's obvious, man. You trying to sabotage the show. I mean, you did. You successfully done it.
I'm gonna have to go in 15 minutes, so
I know you are. You know your work is done here. You like
I'm saying I'm recording, so I mean we can, you know,
your work is done here. Exactly.
Done. You know, let's the people know. We'll be back next week with our regularly scheduled Frocast. We will have an outline.
Also too, let them know on Tuesday you will get another episode of the Fro Horseman.
I'm making sure I show up for that. I'm crashing the motherfucking party. Y'all better ignore me that motherfucker, because I almost see. Ooh, speaking of this week, I get a tweet. Oh, y'all already start the show. I'm thinking like, damn, today ain't Wednesday, today Tuesday. What the fuck is it? I thought we shooting the show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So I rush home, you know what I'm saying? I get home, jump in front of the computer, plug up, and then I get to thinking like, hold on, man, how you doing that? I'm talking to Blue now. I'm just like, Blue, man, what's going on? He's like, about to record the show. I said, God damn. I mean, what the fuck? I thought we were doing it tomorrow. He was like, the wrestling show? I said, oh, shit, man. I said, never mind, man. My bad, man.
That, when he was telling me that, I was like, why did Jerm think we were doing it today? I was like, I don't get it. I sent the email. And then I was like, oh, that's right. The shared fucking Twitter. So you saw that shit. Yeah. Hey, it's good to know you answered the bat signal, though.
Yeah, I see Rhymefest added me today, so I'm almost there with Cornell, man. I'm almost up there, man. Rhymefest.
Oh, you got Rhymefest on your shit?
Yeah.
You got
Rhymefest.
Yeah, I got Food Network.
He added you, and he spoke to you.
Yeah, he spoke to me. Rhymefest. Damn.
You can get him on the show?
Big thing.
And he trying to be a mayor or something?
He was trying to be an alderman.
Oh, man, nigga, I'm an alderman, nigga. What the fuck?
He was running for it. That was he was running for it. Though.
You don't have to run for alderman.
What the hell's an alderman?
Hey, Jerm, you think you can get him on the show, man?
Chris Rock was down to earth.
Get him to do a drop.
I mean, this is what we need to tell these fucking rappers and these famous people. You don't have to go in your studio to do a drop for us. You can just call this fucking number and say, hey, when I'm online, I check out Nappy Afro, Hip Hop Reviews, and more. Get at me. And you can hang up or whatever you want
to
say.
Shout out to Joe Zemo. Shout out to Thekka Jones. Shout out to DJ Trackstar.
Shout out to Peabody the God.
We appreciate that shit.
Shout out to Generic, Animal Farm. Who else did one for us?
Shout out to
Grace
May. Oh, Joe Zemo.
Say him first.
First one I said.
Yeah. I'm going to get us 5 drops.
Can we get drops from y'all? I mean, I did a drop.
I'm going to do one, I guess. But I'm timid. There y'all can see.
I mean, the way he presented it to us was just, I'm going to do a drop, I guess.
I don't care. I know.
His name was Timmy. His name is I'm Timmy.
That phone
That's number, that vocab.
The phone number for y'all that want to leave us a drop for Nappy Afro. And, you know, the Frocast or the Fro Horseman is 347-201-2572. Again, that's 347-201-2572. For everybody that's asking, how do you submit music? Well, I'm going to make this shit real easy for you. nappyafromail@gmail.com. Attach your song. The end. That's it.
I'm gonna tell you what's funny though, right? Is that finally we got ads going around the internet for the forecast, and the first show they probably gonna listen to when they see that link is gonna be this show.
Hey, and if you listen to another show after this one, we fucks with you. this was a rough one right here. But we blamed it on the 12-12-12 for episode 58.
Nah, we blame it on the... Hey, what was Vince McMahon in that motherfucking... He was the higher power or whatever that bullshit was.
They had God come to the ring once, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they had Barack Obama wrestle not Mitt Romney, but who he wrestled that time?
Was it McCain?
You wrestled McCain,
yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot of wild shit on wrestling.
And this is the shit you want us to watch. To, you know... So I have to keep up this to like your show?
Hey, like I said. Shows, so both of them dope to me. Fuck what you talking about. This is episode 58. Yeah. I don't even know what to say. Grand opening, grand closing.
Oh, people. Let me just say something, man. I just want to get this off my chest real quick. People, y'all don't understand. When we leave the show, it's all right, close out the show, and we have to remain silent until he says this thing, which I don't think is fair. Because I think sometimes, you know, I want to be like, hey, say something after Sawright. But, you know, Sawright, he gets to that diva stage. And, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, he everything got to be his way. He turned into easy, man. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm saying you the first time you call somebody a diva besides me and Terrell Owens.
I call a lot of people divas.
You can't win with Germ. We had the show without structure. He said he needed structure. I try and add structure. I'm being a diva. I just, you know.
No. I said sometimes. I ain't say today. I just said sometimes.
So, you know. Okay. So, just before we end the show, you want me to send this sound file to you, Saul, right?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, send it to Germ. I don't care.
You know? You remember? To you. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, I'm going to send it to you. I mean, I can
all
put a robot out.
Did y'all do the hell now? No?
No, we ain't do shit. We ain't do no questions from the nation. We ain't do shit. And I'm upset about that because I like the questions. Because the people, they listen to the show. They want to hear their voice heard, man.
Listen. I'm finna go. If y'all want to do another show, y'all want to go to 11:30, y'all got time to do it. I'm just saying.
Let me ask you a question, Beez. What the fuck do you got to do tonight, man? You already fucked that show up. The least you could do is stick out till the rest of the show is over. And, you know, but, I mean, hey, let's go ahead and close the show down, so all right, man.
I'm saying, y'all.
No. Be easy as spoken, man. Show's over, man. I'm out, man. Peace.
Did he hang up? He may have actually hung up, like, literally hung the phone up.
Oh, you do.
He's still there. He's going to be quiet now. No, he hung up for real. There you go.
God damn.
And he went offline and he
took off his laptop and everything.
God damn.
See, and I'm the diva. You know what I'm saying? I'm the diva. Hey, man, we apologize. That's all I can say. It's your man, Sawright, Mr. Classic, or Mr. Fucked Up for this episode. We had King Germ stepping through, GQ Blue, Be Easy, and Cornell the Great. We'll holler at y'all next week for episode 59, and we promise it'll be a much better episode. Peace out.
Nappy Afro.